Welcome to the Anan Ashram podcast. For those of you who don't know, Anan Ashram is an organization founded in 1991 by our guru, Anan Krishna. One earth, one sky, one humankind is our vision. In this podcast, we will discuss everything from self-empowerment, mental health, spirituality through the eyes of yoga and meditation. What is meditation? What is it that you gain from this practice? And how long must we meditate for each day?
How do we know if the meditation is working? What are the signs of a meditative person? What we did just now is just preparation. It has no meaning whatsoever if your life does not become meditative. Meditation is not a matter of certain hours a day, or certain days in a week, or prolonged, as many of you may have been the retreats, different types of retreats. You spend hours and hours in meditation, sometimes up to 18 hours. I have been doing also for 20 days, 30 days, 40 days in a row. But what happens after that? I have seen, and I may have experienced also, sometime those kind of prolonged meditation sessions make us more egoistic. You know, there is this tendency to show off, I have been doing this, I have been doing that, you know. My master would always remind us, do not be professional learners. A lot of people now, we have become collectors of certificates. I'm certified for yoga, certified healer, certified this, certified that. But are we meditative? What is being meditative? Being meditative is being compassionate. Compassionate towards yourself, compassionate towards others. And how do you become compassionate? The first step of compassionate, of becoming compassionate, is becoming good at multitasking. When you can do many things together, that is the first step to becoming compassionate. What is becoming compassionate? Becoming passionate about everything and everyone. Passion is a lower rung of the ladder. If you climb a ladder, the lowest is passion. The second one is love. Passion is selfish, cannot be not selfish. You are only thinking about your own self, your own benefit. Nothing wrong. That is the first step. The second step is love. Now, love is transactional. My master used to say, passion is take, take and take. You're always wanting something from others. You want attention, you want love, anything. The second stage is love. Love is transactional. I love you, you love me. I scratch your back, you scratch my back. It is business. it is business. I am good to you, you should be good to me. I am doing this to you, for you, and I expect you to do the same, to reciprocate. That is love. The third stage is compassion. Compassion is loving without any expectation. When love becomes your nature, it's like breathing. You don't have to do anything, you're just breathing normally. So when love becomes your nature, that is compassion. And the first step towards compassion, go back and check in your daily life. Are you a multitasker? Can you do things, so many things? It is within you, but we have not been using it. We have not been enhancing this capacity, this capability of being attentive towards all, towards everything. I keep telling our friends who are staying here permanently that no one of them has a special job. No one of them has a, what do you call it? Has a given task. Okay, your task is just this. No. Everyone should be able to do anything. If the gardener is not there, we tend the plants there. If someone is not there to mop this floor, to sweep this floor, we do that. At the same time, you are also facilitating meditation in the afternoon. You are also doing the chanting. This is multitask. You can do anything. You can cook at the same time. If nobody is there, you can also go to the temple upstairs and do the chanting. This is multitasking. And being attentive that this place is clean. Why I am so particular about cleanliness of this place?
To live peacefully certainly is something to strive for. What say you, dear friends? Share with us your thoughts at Anand Ashram on Instagram, inquisit and subscribe to Anand Ashram YouTube channel. For even more information, visit www.anandashram.asia.
To make us attentive, to make us alert at all times, not a single moment we should lose our alertness. That is meditation. It is not that when you meditate you grow wings and you can fly, your kundalini is rising. What is kundalini rising? You become compassionate. If we are compassionate, we are attentive, you become successful in your profession. Meditation is not about withdrawing from the world. That is running away from the world. You cannot run away from the world. The world is in your head. Even if you become a monk, you go to the forest, the world is up there. You cannot free yourself from the world. So you be in the world, and as the analogy given of a lotus flower, the lotus is so beautiful, but it rises from the mud. You take away the mud, lotus will not grow. Lotus will not bloom. So also this world is muddy. It's mud. If you are looking for clean waters, you are looking for world peace and what? Nothing like this has ever happened. There has never been a time in the history of this world that everything is peaceful. Yes, momentary, for a few years there will be peace, again war, again conflict, but you can be peaceful. I can be peaceful. I can be living in this muddy world and I can maintain my peace, and so you also can. That is the key. Once again, let me remind all of us, including myself, meditation is not withdrawing from the world, but withdrawing from the attachment to the world. Enjoy your life. You need certain comforts in your life. You need a housing, you need a house, maybe you need a vehicle, you need a motorbike, somebody may need a car. It's no problem. You need a good job, you need a partner, it's no problem. But remember, everything is passing cloud, everything is just passing. Do not hold on anything. Once you hold on anything and you want something to remain there forever, you shall be disappointed. You cannot hold a single thing, even time. People talk about being here and now. Have you ever thought that this is a myth? Even when I'm talking to you, it is no longer here and now. There is a time lapse already. Before my sound reaches your ears, there is already a time lapse. But the time lapse is so small that you cannot detect it. I cannot detect it. In the olden days, just until a few years ago, we were using lower band internet, and when you go on a Skype, what happens? There's a lagging. Sometimes the sound reaches earlier, the picture is not there, or vice versa. So there is a lag, there is no here and now. We are all living in the past, mental past, we are thinking about the past, or we are moving on. So move on. Don't hold on to here and now. Just move on. Everything is moving on. And then life becomes easier. Then you know, when you know that you cannot hold on anything, then you accept life as it is. And then, it's only then, that you can truly enjoy your life.
To become compassionate to oneself and to others, meditation is indeed the most preeminent practice. We hope that this has been an enlightening experience. Follow, share, and join us again soon for another episode. May all creatures be happy.